Maisus Perk Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Hecharuvin, carbs, buxer, mishina kedu, when they have dots, meaning black dots. If anybody looks at a carob before it's ripe, it's like a little brownish. But once it starts to get these black dots, or really dark brown dots, and then it starts turning darker, that's how you know it's ripe. V'chol ashchoy mishina kedu, really any fruits that will eventually be dark, when those fruits have dots on them, that you know that the darkening process has started, that's how you know that it's a fruit and it's chayvin maisus. Hagasim, pears. Vakristamelin, this is like a small wild pear. Vaparishim, this is called a quince. A quince, the Mefarshim Lecha Shlomo explains, the reason it's called parishim is because parish means set aside. It's set aside. There's no better fruit that's set aside for something else like cooking than a quince. A quince, I guess, is mostly used for cooking. That's why it's called parishim, because it's set aside for that. Vuzrodin, this is crab apples. We have this in the beginning of Demai. I uploaded pictures below for these fruits. Mishia Karechu. So all these fruits, when they become bald and smooth, they would all have some kind of, fuzzy hair-like on the outer part of the fruit. And once that comes off and they're smooth, that's how you know that they're ripe. V'chol halavana mishikarechu. And all white fruits, you know that they're ripe when they are smooth. The Tiferes Yisrael explained, lav dafka means white. It just means that they're not dark or they're not red. Hatilton, fenugreek, picture below, we've had this in Trumas. Mishititzameach. Once it's able to actually grow other things, meaning the Rav says that you know that it's finished ripening when you can take it and plant it somewhere else and it can grow from there as well. So how would one know that? Obviously, you're not going to take this out to plant it somewhere else because you want to eat it now. So you would know by taking it out, putting it into water. Because if you take out a little piece of it and you put it into water, and instead of it just sort of going to the top water, if most of what you're putting in sinks into the water, therefore you know there's a certain heaviness that falls, that it allows it to submerge and stay underwater, then you know that it can now plant other things. And the whole reason that this works is from a drasha, aser ta aser is called tfuas, tfuas zar echa. So it has to be something, tfuas zar echa, something that you can plant it and it can create something else and be matzmiach. That's how you know that this vegetable, this fruit itself, is ripe. And finally, the Mishnah ends, Hatfuah v'hazesim mishiach nisu shlish. When it comes to grains and zesim and olives, that's when it reached a third. So the Rav explains that it means a third of how large it's going to be. Or it just means that if you would leave it around and squeeze out of it right now, you would get a third of the juice, I guess, of what it would be had you have left it for it to fully grow. So the outcome would be a third of what it would be. But either way, it's always a third. The truth is, the Mefarshim explain, that really all of these fruits and vegetables, it all goes by a third. The only reason that we said all these different simanim by all the fruits is because they had specific simanim, so one would know when they were a third. But there are some fruits, like olives, that one doesn't know when it reached the third, or there's no specific simen, I guess. So therefore, the shear is a third. So we can't give you a specific simen, but it's when it's a third.